Hello, 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 geeks, freaks, and tomb dwellers, and welcome back to another episode of Tombs of Horror. As always, I'm your host, Dustin. Before we get into this week's episode, I just wanted to announce that as of last night, I have officially launched my second podcast, Everything Heavy Under the Sun Metal Podcast, and that's now available on Spotify and Anchor. I released the first episode last night. So if y'all could check that out, if you're interested in heavy music, I'd really appreciate it. And plus you might find it more, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess you might like it better than this one, because I don't just babble about movies that nobody cares about, for however long I end up speaking for on an episode. But yeah, like I said, that's out. The podcast is called Everything Heavy Under the Sun Metal Podcast. So, like I said once again, if you guys could check that out, if you're into heavy music, I'd really appreciate it. So, for this week's episode, I thought I'd talk about the Toxic Avenger franchise, which consists of 4 movies. And if you're unaware of these movies, they're extremely low budget. I'll get into it all later on. And they're produced by Troma. Which, if you don't know, has been ran by Lloyd Kaufman since the early 80s, maybe even before that into the 70s, I can't remember which. And they take pride in calling themselves America's number one purveyor of trash, meaning a lot of their movies are really low budget, such as Beware Children at Play, which I've talked about on this podcast, I believe, at some point, probably early on in like season 1 or some shit like that. But anyway, they're usually made to offend pretty much everybody that they can. And like I said, they're extremely low budget, but there are some gems within the Troma catalog. So if you like these that I'm going to talk about, or Poltergeist, which I talked about in the very first episode of Tombs of Horror. And there's a bunch of others that are pretty good. Like I said, don't go in expecting anything mind-blowing or really, really good if you're going to watch something from Troma. But some of them are worth the watch. So let's get right into it with 1984's The Toxic Avenger.
Meet little Melvin. He's a 90-pound weakling. Everyone hated Melvin.
I'm gonna take this mop and shove it down your throat.
They teased him.
I'm gonna do it with you.
Okay.
They taunted him. They tormented him until he had a horrifying accident and fell into a vat of nuclear waste, transforming little Melvin into a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. Melvin became the Toxic Avenger, the first superhero born out of nuclear waste.
Holy shit! I don't know what it was, but it saved my life. All right, everybody, drop your tacos or I'll blow your brains out.
The vandals and the perverts had their way with the little people of Tromaville until the Toxic Avenger ripped them apart. The Toxic Avenger. His face is so terrifying. We can't show it to you now. You'll have to see the movie for yourself. The Toxic Avenger can bend steel with his bare hands.
Oh, we're all a kid. Get it?
Leap small cars in a single bound. He crushes drug pushers. Smashes hit and run drivers. For incredible explosive action, you must see the Toxic Avenger. He's a different kind of hero. The Toxic Avenger is coming to your town. Look out.
Melvin Ferd Junko III is a weakling who works as a janitor at a health club in the fictional town of Tromaville, New Jersey, where the customers, particularly Bozo, Slug, Juan, and Julie, harass him constantly. His tormentors murder a young boy on a bike with their car and take photos of the carnage afterward. They then trick Melvin into wearing a pink tutu and amorously hugging a sheep. He is then chased around a health club and out of a second-story window, where he falls into a drum of toxic waste, which sets him on fire. After running down the street, Melvin douses the flames in his bathtub, and the chemicals transform him into a hideously deformed mutant with superhuman size and strength. A group of drug dealers, led by Cigar Face, are then trying to buy off a police officer named O'Clancy. When he refuses to accept the money, Cigar Face and his gang prepare to castrate him, until Melvin appears and kills the criminals, then leaves the mop on their faces as a calling card. Cigar Face, however, escapes, promising to take revenge, and Melvin returns home, but his mother is terrified of him and will not let him in the house. So Melvin, publicly dubbed the Monster Hero, also known as the Toxic Avenger or Toxie, and is hailed as a hero, and so he builds a makeshift home in the junkyard. A gang of three men then hold up a Mexican restaurant and attack a blind woman named Sarah. They kill her guide dog and attempt to rape her, but are stopped by Melvin, who wreaks bloody vengeance on them. Toxie then takes Sarah back to her home, where they get to know one another and subsequently become romantically involved. Melvin continues to fight the good fight against crime, including drug dealers and pimps for underage prostitutes, and also takes revenge on the four tormentors who caused his transformation. He attacks Wanda in the health club sauna and burns her ass on the heater. He later returns to the club, pursues Julie into the basement, and cuts off her hair. He then confronts Bozo and Slug after they steal a car, ending in Slug getting thrown out of the moving car, and Bozo driving off the side of a cliff, which kills him. As Melvin continues to give aid to the people in the city, Mayor Belgoody, the leader of Tromaville's extensive crime ring, is terrified of what is happening to his goons. He is worried that it will lead back to him and wants Melvin taken care of, so a group of men, led by Cigar Face, surround Melvin with guns, but just before they fire on him, he leaps up to a fire escape, so they all end up shooting each other. When Melvin kills a seemingly innocent old woman in a dry cleaning store, when she's in fact the leader of an underground human trafficking ring, Belgoody calls in the United States National Guard. Back in his junkyard home, Melvin is horrified at what he has become. He and Sarah decide to move away from the city and take a tent into the nearby woods, when they are eventually discovered, and the mayor and the National Guard come to kill him, but the people of Trumbullville refuse. Melvin's mother arrives and identifies the mutant as her son, and the mayor's evil ways are revealed, and Melvin proceeds to rip out Belgoody's organs to see if he has any guts, and as the movie ends, the Toxic Avenger continues to combat crime in Tromaville. Like I said, while Troma had been around for a while before they started releasing the Toxic Avengers movie, the first one is what really put them on the map as a movie company, since nothing like it had really been done before. But this first in the franchise is basically the king of all trash movies. It's so effortlessly entertaining that things that should be offensive are easily laughed off. And it's really the only movie that I can think of that can make a young child getting run over by a car side-splittingly hilarious. Which it is, like I said, it's a really terrible scene, but it's also really fucking funny at the same time. The acting is kind of all over the map, generally leaning towards bad. But there are there are one or two actors that are pretty decent in this. They're not great, but they're pretty decent, more so than this movie deserves, to be quite honest. And there is quite a lot of gore, not necessarily well done gore, but it's okay. For what it is, and for the extremely low budget that makers of this movie were given. IMDb gave this a 6.2 out of 10, Rotten Tomatoes a 70%, Letterboxd a 3 out of 5, and I give it a 4.5 out of 5. Next up, we have 1989's first sequel, The Toxic Avenger, Part 2.
first superhero from New Jersey. He came to Tromaville and single-handedly wiped out crime, corruption, and chemical waste.
The name's Avenger. The Toxic Avenger. How are you?
But this time, there's trouble not just in Tromaville.
Messy.
But also in Tokyo. And there's only one brave soul who can stop the forces of evil.
Mel, I am history.
There's only one hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength, and he's back.
Don't worry, sir. I'm the Toxic Avenger.
He's a fighter. He's a thinker. He's a lover. And when he returns, criminals won't have a leg to stand on. Dancing in the streets in The Toxic Avenger Part 2.
No problem.
The wildest, most off-the-wall action movie since The Toxic Avenger Part 1. He's coming soon. Toxic Avenger, Part 2.
The movie basically opens with flashbacks from the first film, with an explanation that Melvin Junko has been transformed into the superhero known as the Toxic Avenger, and has made Tromaville a safe place again, and his blind girlfriend Claire has gotten him a job at the Tromaville Center for the Blind. Apocalypse Incorporated, a New York-based chemical company, finds Tromaville to be the perfect home for its new takeover site, and has an employee disguised as a PUS delivery man deliver a bomb into the center. Claire escapes upon learning of the bomb, but everyone else is killed. When a delivery man and an Apocalypse construction worker arrive to begin their takeover, the Toxic Avenger emerges from the rubble and kills them both. This then leads to an all-out assault by members of Apocalypse Inc. Taxi defeats the thugs, displeased. The chairman orders his number one, Mona Malfair, to call a meeting with the board of directors and fire the entire personnel department. Apocalypse Incorporated then discovers Taxi's father had left him and his mother when he was a baby. Using one of their bad girls as Taxi's psychologist, they convince Taxi to go to Japan to look for his father, even though he has reservations about leaving Claire. Claire then tells Taxi to go find his father, and Taxi heads to Japan using a windsurf board and a paper, asking for his father from the worker at a local Japanese restaurant. However, for gaining his passport, he enters Tokyo Godzilla style, shocking a group of beachgoers. He then runs into Masami, who is at first shocked, but befriends him after he saves her from some thugs, and she offers to help him find his father. Apocalypse Inc. then takes advantage of Taxi's absence and begins a hostile takeover of Tromaville, where people who stand up against them are beaten or killed. Meanwhile, Masami and Taxi find Big Mac Junko, a Japanese man. Taxi is elated until Masami sees a shipment of fish dropped on the floor and discovers cocaine within the fish. Big Mac is a Yakuza leader who delves in drug dealing. Taxi goes through a series of battles against Yakuza enforcers and Kabuki warriors. Using the environment to its advantage, Taxi defeats the entire gang, only leaving him and his father. Big Mac then reveals to Taxi a bottle of anti-traumatons, which are able to kill Taxi. Taxi kicks the bottle out of his father's hand and pushes him to a fish butcher, who, excited by the action, kills Taxi's dad by chopping him up. The bottle breaks, and Taxi begins to weaken, but Masami takes Taxi to a sumo gym, where he is healed and begins training in the art of sumo before saying goodbye to Masami and heading back to Tromaville. He then learns that Malphare and the bad girls are assaulting Claire. He takes on the bad girls while Claire gets the upper hand on Malphare, incapacitating her. The chairman then hires a motorcycle rider named Dark Rider to destroy Tromaville. With nitroglycerin strapped to a Dark Rider's back, the plan is for the Dark Rider to burst into City Hall. However, Toxie hijacks a taxi and after a series of turns and misses, ends up crashing. He then hijacks a hovercraft and drives it after the Dark Rider, forcing him to burst into a home, causing the Dark Rider's demise. The people of Tromaville are elated. A man arrives in Tromaville and is revealed to be Melvin's real father. The Yakuza leader he defeated in Japan was Big Mac Bunko, who is glad to be reunited with both Melvin and his mom and is happy that Bunko, who had used identity theft against him, is no more. The chairman and Malphare unsuccessfully attempt to hitch a ride back to New York. And the movie ends. Well, not nearly as good as the first movie. This one is decent enough, although it's, like I said, it's not great. It's kind of like a comic book, actually. Kind of like Toxic Avenger goes to Tokyo, which it pretty much is. The acting in this is much worse than it was in the first film. Sometimes over the top. Ingly, if that's a word, so, and comic bookishly over the top as well. There isn't nearly as much gore. There is some, but there isn't. But there's just something missing from this first sequel that doesn't make it as good as the first one. I can't really put my hand or finger on it, but it's just not anywhere near as good. And also, Toxie's costume in this. Or his makeup, or whatever you want. Well, it's not really makeup because it's just a mask. But the whole Toxie outfit in this kind of sucks. You can tell that it's just a rubber mask. I mean, not that you couldn't in the first film, but it's kind of more blatantly so obvious in this one. Like I said, I can't really put my finger on it. Something in this is missing that doesn't make it as good as the first one. There's also a few continuity problems with this. In the first film, Toxie's girlfriend was known as Sarah, but in this one, it's the same girlfriend, but she's known as Claire for some reason. So I don't know if this was just a mistake that was made in the script, and nobody really felt like fixing, so they just, you know, did everything that way. Or if it was, I don't know, but there's a huge continuity problem. But yeah, it still works, I guess. IMDb gave this a 5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes at 12%. Letterboxd 3.7 out of 5. And I give it a 2.3 out of 5. And that leads us to the also released in 1989... The Toxic Avenger Part 3, The Last Temptation of Toxie.
First, there was the theatrical smash hit, The Toxic Avenger. Then came the second theatrical smash hit, The Toxic Avenger Part 2. And now,
people of Tromaville, The Toxic Avenger's back.
The Toxic Avenger Part 3.
The Last Temptation of Toxie.
Hear it out!
Yes, the first superhero from New Jersey returns. He's looking better than ever. He's fighting better than ever. He's just better than ever.
So this is your big, beautiful love machine.
He is hot. The Toxic Avenger Part 3. Three times the action. Three times the evil. Three times the mind-boggling, eye-popping special effects.
The mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I
am going to waste yours.
The Toxic Avenger is torn between his low-paying job as a superhero and the diabolical temptations of wealth.
$357,000.
Power. And owning a condominium.
Listen, I don't care if she's 80. If she doesn't have the rent at the end of the month, I want her out of there.
Will Toxie join the forces of evil? Will his blonde, blind, beautiful, buxom, bimbo girlfriend regain her sight? Will the devil turn our favorite hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength back into a 98-pound nerd? Find out in The Toxic Avenger, Part 3, starring Phoebe Legere, Ron Fazio, and John Altamura. Screen. The Toxic Avenger, Part 3.
The Last Temptation of Toxie.
Things have once again become peaceful in Tromaville, putting Melvin Junko, the Toxic Avenger, into depression, as he can no longer fight crime and fails at normal jobs such as auto mechanic and babysitter. Claire, his blind girlfriend, may be able to see again thanks to a new groundbreaking surgery, but it will cost $347,000. Toxie takes a job as a spokesman for Apocalypse Inc., the New York-based chemical company he defeated in a previous film, since he will be paid enough for Claire's surgery. He signs a contract in his own blood, and Claire has her surgery. For the first time, she sees Toxie and falls even more in love with him. As Apocalypse Inc. Comes in to promote their chemicals, the people of Tromaville are shocked to see their hero, the Toxic Avenger, agreeing with Apocalypse. Toxie's ego has inflated to a point and has become a yuppie. Claire unsuccessfully confronts Toxie, and when Toxie sees a group of kids knocking down a poster of him and kicking it, he finally realizes what has happened. Toxie then remembers the saying at church, which makes him decide to once again clean up Tromaville. And he earns the trust of the people of Tromaville once again by killing a gang of Apocalypse Inc. goons who are holding hostages at the Tromaville video store. He then faces the chairman, who reveals he is actually the devil, a green-skinned demon, and challenges Toxie to his favorite video game, The Five Levels of Doom. The first level, Earth, involves getting sucked in the ground. When Toxie gets his head out of the ground, Mona Malfair orders an Apocalypse thug to decapitate Toxie with a mower, but it proves unsuccessful. The second level, Fire, has both Toxie and the devil set on fire, but Toxie is saved by some Tromaville residents who douse him with water. With the devil still on fire and laughing hysterically, Toxie resorts to urinating on the devil, extinguishing the flames. In the third level, Wind, the devil kidnaps the kids of Tromaville, sends them to a mountain by bus, and unleashes strong winds at risk pushing the bus over the mountain. Toxie, however, arrives at the cliff and has the kids escape via the back door. And Malfair, in an attempt to shoot down Toxie and the kids, is crushed by the bus when it falls down the cliff. In the fourth level water, Toxie is put into a massive puddle in an attempt to drown him. However, Toxie escapes using a sumo trick he learned in Japan. The devil then unleashes the final level, in which he transforms the Toxic Avenger back into Little Melvin in his human form, who once again becomes a victim of bullying, now by Apocalypse Incorporated. When Claire attempts to intervene, she is once again rendered blind, and while Melvin is getting picked on, Claire returns home and finds a contract. She then finds an escape clause that will allow termination by an act of God. An angel, disguised as a messenger, arrives and gives Melvin a scroll, and when it begins to rain, Melvin is transformed back into the Toxic Avenger, and Claire is able to once again see. Melvin is then able to defeat the devil, ripping his skin off to expose rats and bugs all over his carcass. He then decapitates the devil and throws his head to Tokyo, where a news reporter demonstrates a new hair growth formula to a customer. Having defeated Apocalypse Inc., Melvin and Claire celebrate by getting married and are now monster and wife as the movie ends. Perhaps the most telling thing about this second sequel in this franchise is the fact that not even Lloyd Kaufman, the head of Troma, likes this movie. So that's got to be saying a lot. And it's really not that great of a movie. The first two were decent enough, but this one just sucks. It's made up of half of It's most of the movie is made up of flashbacks from the first and second movie. So it's all shit that we've already seen. So I don't know if there were a lot of budget constraints with this second sequel or what, but it's like they almost weren't really trying with this. It's just like, we got a little bit of a story. Let's throw in a bunch of flashbacks, a little bit of original story for this movie, and see what happens. It's just really not good at all. And when we get to the final reveal of the devil, he just looks like a fucking reject from the band Guar. That's pretty much all he looks like. His costume looks exactly like something a member of Guar would wear. If you're going to skip any movie in this franchise, it should probably be this one, because it just sucks. IMDb gave it a 4.3 out of 10. It didn't even chart on Rotten Tomatoes. Letterboxd gave it a 2.4 out of 5, and I give it a 1 out of 5. Let's make it a 1.3 out of 5. And then finally, we have the final film in this franchise, and that was 2000's Citizen Toxie, the Toxic Avenger 4. When the notorious diaper mafia takes hostage, when the notorious diaper mafia takes the Tromaville school for the very special hostage, only the Toxic Avenger and his morbidly obese sidekick Lardass can save Tromaville. However, an explosion results in some unforeseeable consequences when it creates a dimensional tear between Tromaville and its dimensional mirror image, Mortville. While the Toxic Avenger is trapped in a Mortville, Tromaville comes under the control of the superhuman-powered hero's evil doppelganger, the Noxious Offender, or also known as Noxie. With the citizens of Tromaville unaware of the switch, Mayor Goldberg decides to combat Toxie by calling in every superhero he can afford. Meanwhile, Toxie's wife, Sarah, becomes pregnant with two babies from two different fathers, and it is up to Toxie to return to Tromaville to stop Noxie's rampage and come to his wife's aid. With Citizen Toxie, the Toxic Avenger franchise ends on what is possibly the lowest note that it could go. Made 16 years after the original, this is, even though I said the previous film was the worst one, I completely forgot how bad this one was. And so this finale is is the worst movie in the entire franchise. There's not one redeeming thing about this fucking movie. It just sucks. You know, the storyline's stupid. The acting is completely terrible. It's almost like they just hired people, you know, they saw out on the streets to come and say a couple lines, which, knowing Troma, they probably did. It wouldn't be a big surprise. And this also pretty much has nothing at all going for it. The only reason that this movie even exists is that it appears that it was made to try to shock and gross out, which, I mean, that's fine, but there's a point where it just gets obnoxious and childish, and this movie does at very many points. It's not even a good kind of shocking. You know, it's just, it's compared to things today, nothing in this movie is shocking at all. It's just another day watching a horror comedy. You know, it doesn't set out to shock like the makers of this movie wanted it to. So watch the first three and avoid this one. IMDb gave this a 6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, a surprising 67%. Letterboxd, another, once again, surprisingly, a 3.8 out of 5. And I give it a 1 out of 5. As far as the franchise goes, it split off into a cartoon show in the early 90s, I believe it was. The Toxic Crusaders, which lasted for maybe 2 or 3 seasons. I don't remember. It wasn't very long. And there was a spin-off movie, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD. But, you know, and there were action figures and lunchboxes and all that kind of shit. And most recently, like a year or two ago, it was announced that a remake was going to be made of the first Toxic Avenger with Peter Dinklage starring. So that should be interesting if it ever sees light of day. Will I see it? Probably. Will I like it? Who the fuck knows? And that just about wraps it up. As always, you can reach out to me at darksyde9034@gmail.com or Raped by Wolves Band Official @gmail.com. I'm Dustin, and this has been Tombs of Horror. I'll see you next time.